This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 test positivity rate has risen above 5% for the first time in weeks. Here's CPR's John Daly.
On Thursday, that rate hit 5.15%, above the level that sets off alarms for infectious disease experts. That's the highest number recorded since mid-February and about double what it was a month ago. It signals growing transmission of the coronavirus in Colorado. Cases, too, are hitting levels not seen since mid-February. The numbers likely don't include most rapid home tests. But another key metric, hospitalizations, remains low. Fewer than 100 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19, according to the state dashboard. More than 13,000 people have died from COVID over the course of the pandemic. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Bipartisan lawmakers introduced a proposal this week to address Colorado's child care crisis. The bill would put $100 million into the state's child care system. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Half the money would come from COVID relief funds and the other half from federal grants. The money would go to early childhood education, funding new child care centers, and employee retention. Since the pandemic, child care centers have been cutting services. Educators have been quitting and centers are struggling to replace them. Half of Colorado is considered a child care desert, and parents say if they're going to return to work, their kids need affordable care now. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The state wants to get more drug users into treatment to try to bring down those deaths by fentanyl, but does the system have capacity to take on so many new patients?
They're mandating treatment, and there's no money for treatment, so we can't do it. We can hardly do what we're being asked to do now.
Colorado's drug treatment facilities and their role in fighting the fentanyl crisis. That's just a little later in this hour. Colleges and universities can no longer withhold a former student's transcripts or diploma to get them to pay fines or debts. The governor signed that new policy into law Thursday. It applies to people who can show they need their school records for a job, an educational opportunity, or to join the military. This is CPR News.